Account Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Morris, and this is episode number 1669. We're talking today about extension neurosensing. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This article discusses how rogue practitioners and scientists have used extension neurosensing to develop the working model, a well-researched and comprehensible understanding of the multiverse that views science as a combination between matter and spirit. Through remote viewing and extension neurosensing, these individuals have uncovered fascinating information, including involvement with scientific organizations and hundreds of books, online tutorials, and videos discussing how to remote view. Extension neurosensing is a technique which induces harmonic avatars of sound and electromagnetic waves that affect life physics and the aura. This group views science as an exploration of matter, spirit, and the multiverse. The group, based in California, has developed a concept to explain remote viewing called well-researched comprehensible understanding. This concept exposes individuals to light and sound vibrations from other universes. The WRUCU Physics Group has conducted research that shows how these vibrations can be used for healing, communication, spiritual growth, and much more. Through their work, Weens has been able to gain a better understanding of extension neurosensing and its potential applications for humanity. Through ENS involvement, ALS-related biological markers have been determined to be able to help practitioners and scientists determine biological changes in patients with ALS-related pathologies. Recently, the IIA clinical study uncovered fascinating information regarding novel neuron activity as well as candidate biological activity. The findings of this study have led to further work by scientific organizations to uncover rogue practitioners who may be using unsafe and ineffective drugs or treatments. Additionally, Neurosense has been working on uncovering safety and efficacy endpoints for determining if a drug candidate is suitable for use in a phase clinical trial or for use as a lead drug. Finally, Neurosense has also uncovered derived exosomes from stem cells that could be used as potential drugs in clinical trials and have provided books online tutorials on the subject for anyone interested in learning more about it. Extension Neurosensing is a biotechnology company that specializes in developing new drugs for the treatment of neurological diseases. The company has two FDA-approved drugs, celecoxib and ciprofloxacin, and its lead drug candidate is PrimeC, a unique formulation that combines both drugs into a single dose form. Neurosense's phase IIA study of PrimeC showed promising results in terms of safety and efficacy, and the company has been granted the patent for its proprietary combination of the two drugs with simultaneous release. Neurosense also has an oral ALS candidate in its pipeline, which is expected to enter clinical trials soon. Additionally, Neurosense is currently conducting research on other drug candidates such as G-CSF, which could be used to treat Alzheimer's disease as well as other neurological disorders. Thus, extension neurosensing's lead drug candidate PrimeC provides an innovative approach to treating neurological diseases with its patented formulation of two FDA-approved drugs in one fixed-dose combination. This is the first pharmacokinetic study conducted to evaluate the effect of PrimeC on bioavailability in a Phase 1 clinical trial. The trial involved 12 healthy adults and was designed to assess the safety and bioavailability of PrimeC compared to its two component drugs, celecoxib and ciprofloxacin tablets taken separately. The results from this trial indicate that PrimeC was well tolerated, had no serious adverse events, and had comparable bioavailability to that of its two component drugs. This data supports the potential for Phase 3 pivotal clinical trials for PrimeC as an oral ALS candidate. Additionally, Neurosense Therapeutics has been granted a B2 application pathway by the FDA, allowing for an accelerated timeline in their development program. These findings provide a paradigm shift in therapeutics design with their novel fixed-dose combination formulation, which could potentially result in more efficient therapeutic options for neurological diseases. Extension Neurosensing, a biopharmaceutical company focused on developing therapeutics to treat amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, has recently launched two clinical trials. The first trial is a Phase IIB clinical trial of NST-002, its investigational drug candidate to treat ALS patients. This trial will involve 15 ALS patients enrolled in the EB Paradigm clinical trial. The second trial is a Phase IIA clinical trial of PrimeC, its PrimeC drug candidate to treat ALS. This study has already enrolled its first patient and is being conducted at multiple sites throughout the U.S. The primary objectives of these trials are to assess the safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetics of the drugs. In addition, Neurosense Therapeutics is also focusing on assessing the efficacy and biomarker responses in both trials.
Through exploratory biomarkers, if approved by FDA, these new treatments could potentially become new therapeutic options for people living with ALS and their families. Extension Neurosensing has recently completed a 12-month clinical trial with its approved products to evaluate the clinical efficacy of its products. The study included assessments, treatments, and evaluation of improvement in biomarkers. It allowed study participants to receive care from healthcare professionals who met the study's quality standards. In the coming weeks, Neurosense will open clinical sites in leading ALS centers across the U.S. to enroll patients into the 12-month open-label extension study. During this period, Neurosense will be dosing its first U.S. patients and switched patients from PRIMEC active arm to Neurosense's open-label arm in a 1-to-1 ratio over the next few weeks. In addition, people who have not yet entered PRIMEC but are interested in participating in Neurosense's extension study can receive people at any of these sites over the coming weeks as well. Neurosense Therapeutics, Inc. is currently conducting a Phase IIb clinical trial to evaluate a candidate upgraded formulation of PRIMEC, its lead drug candidate for the treatment of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. This study will be an open-label extension trial to follow up on the current Phase IIb paradigm study. The company is also outlining a placebo-controlled trial with the FDA that will evaluate PRIMEC in ALS patients. The Phase IIb paradigm study is evaluating the safety and efficacy of Neurosense's unique extended-release tablet formulation of PRIMEC for the administration of drugs for ALS patients. Primec is available as an orally administered, once-daily tablet, and its extended-release formulation enables sustained drug delivery throughout the day. This allows for more consistent absorption over time compared to other ALS treatments currently available on the market. Neurosense Therapeutics recently announced the commencement of a Phase 1/2 clinical trial for their extension neurosensing paradigm, which gives them two regulatory pathways to the US FDA and other agencies. Earlier agency findings may give Neurosense an advantage over other drugs in reducing the time needed for results to be seen, as well as safety and efficacy data being collected at a faster rate. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1669. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.